Hello, hello, hello. We're back.
14 days. Say 14 days.
What's happening in 14 days?
I mean, we're away for 14 days.
Okay.
And every day I've been counting down to the next podcast
episode. Men can lie.
I'm serious. Since that last episode of like day one.
Men can lie.
Why do you think I'm lying?
But me too, Sha. Like, I've been waiting. I'm like, when is the next 2 weeks gonna come?
Yeah,
we're
right
here now. And we're back again with another episode. How you guys been? We sure you've been good. Timmy, how have you been? What's up?
I've been good.
Are you sure? This is a safe space. You can talk if you have any problems. You know, you can always confide in me.
Why do you think I would confide in you? Are you my therapist?
Am I not trustworthy?
I don't trust anything that
has to do with me.
Yes.
But we are on this show together, but you don't trust me still.
It doesn't matter. I don't trust you. But then I've been fine. Like, apparently, back before the podcast, I was like all interested in things. But now when the podcast resumed, I got interested in my life. That's why I was counting down. So
it's not necessary for our listeners. It's more about you. A lot of your social are just selfish.
It don't matter if I'm selfish or not.
I hope you people know the kind of person Timmy is now. You can just see that he's the black sheep. I'm the good one. I'm the good guy here.
You're the white sheep.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, so 2 weeks we were counting down. We missed you guys. And then we're back again after the first episode. We're thinking that we should have another episode after 1 week. But apparently, like, you know, it is what it is. We already said we're going to be consistent, so we couldn't.
So let's just stick to our, you know, our 14 days.
Yeah. So anyways, how have you guys been? This time around, we have something very nice to talk to you about.
Is it a nice topic?
It is a nice topic. And, you know, it's been on Twitter quite recently. I've been seeing tweets about, you know, dating above your age, dating above your pay grade, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, above your tax brackets. You see all sorts.
Hmm. Yeah, so I just feel like it's something we should quickly address on this podcast, right?
Okay. I'm just putting out there, I don't think anybody dates above their league. Like, as a guy, I'm speaking for myself, though. I don't think you can date above your league.
So you're saying, yeah.
Everybody's beneath me, in short. that's what I'm trying to say. I'm above everybody.
Right, so, Jay, what's today? What's the topic exactly?
Pretty much,
it's like a whole lot of things we want to discuss.
Yeah, pretty much just dating above your league, or, you know, seeing people that you think, or maybe above your class or whatever, anyhow you put it.
First of all, Shay, what's your old class?
I told you already, I'm better than everybody else. I'm at the top and everybody comes below.
Okay.
So I have to kind of settle in a way. I'm settling.
Okay. I'm not going to.
I'm the one people see, I'll be like, ah, he's above my league.
People look up to you, I mean.
Exactly. It's just...
Dude, you're like 5 what?
5'11", 5'12".
You know what? But then, yeah, so... Today we're literally talking about dating above your league, and I think this is something that ladies naturally do. This,
like, what do you mean they naturally do this? They date above their league.
Yes. So if you see a lady that wants to go out with a guy, she's probably looking for a better looking guy, someone that is more stable financially, that you get age to, someone that is older than she is. So ladies literally, like, they do this all the time. But then, for guys, do you think it's something that happens, like, quite often?
So first of all, what does it mean for somebody to be above your league? Is it just if somebody has more money than me, they're above me, that they're above my league? Is that what it means?
Well, so it's like a combination of things, right? So for someone to be above your league, technically, you said you're everybody's below you. I mean, you can't really...
I said it already. You can prove me wrong. If you think you're above my league.
So are you pushing out the challenge or what?
Yeah, challenge me.
So technically, I feel like when people say someone's above my league, it means that you all are not in the same level or class. Now, it doesn't mean that the person is necessarily richer than you, or maybe prettier than you. But then, like, the things you can relate to, the person has gone beyond that.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense. So say, for example, now, imagine you in college, like in university, and then you're trying to go out with someone that is, like, doing a 9-to-5 or a PhD student or something like that. Are you just in your undergrad?
So, in a way, it comes back to age too. As age is, like, a factor. Can be a very...
Yeah, age obviously can be...
So, if somebody's not in your age bracket, there's a very high chance that they are above your league in sort.
Yeah, exactly. There's a high chance, except you have more
pay. Okay. Yeah. I feel like finance plays a big part.
Yeah, finances so, do so as well.
Another question is, what's, like, the dynamics? Because for a girl, it's normal for them to want a guy that is better than them, like, financially and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's not, I don't think they see it as I'm dating above my league.
Yeah, they just feel like I'm dating.
Okay, so let's talk about it from the guy's point of view. So what would you see that a girl is going to have, that you're going to be like, ah, this girl is above my league as a guy?
Well, okay, should I say personally?
Yeah. Mm.
For our audience. I mean, okay, I'm in a very good place.
Nobody asked, but okay.
No, but it's like you said, I'm on top of the food chain.
Two of us cannot be on top. I'm the only one on top.
Okay, before I can say someone is above my league, they're probably persons like maybe celebrity status. Does that make any sense?
Okay, they have a bit of clout.
Yeah, exactly. So they are like.
But you're popular. Also a celebrity now.
No, like, but you get me. Like, I'm saying celebrities are like, let me look for an example. Maybe Tiwa Savage, all those kind of people. But even at that, like.
Okay, I get what you mean.
But like, for that, someone in that kind of
style. So maybe they are
like,
famous.
Oh. Yeah, they are famous, like really famous. I'm like, oh, they're out of my league. I'm not just going to.
But they are regular people too now. They're just few. People just know them.
But that's what makes them out of
your league.
Yeah,
okay.
So
true. Because you cannot really access them.
Yeah, exactly. So that's just it. But then I feel like it comes with a lot of like consideration if I want to start going out with people like that. I mean, they
so
literally.
It's pretty much just fame.
For me, it's pretty much just fame. Like,
what if they are extremely richer than you?
Well, that don't matter.
You sure?
For me,
I'm sure you can handle it.
Like, okay, obviously, there'll probably be like some. I'll have to reorientate myself. But then, like, it's not as if you're not going to be. Wait, well, that's true. Let me think about it.
So, imagine, for example, now, let's say someone like Otedola's daughter. Imagine she wasn't like a DJ. She was not famous. She was just, we just knew Otedola as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we've removed the path of the fame away for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize that she comes from an extremely, you know, there is rich and there is wealth.
There's wealth. Exactly. I just wanted to point that out.
So, you might be all right. You know, you're driving your maybe Toyota Camry 2001 model.
Why?
I'm painting a picture here. Then the kind of your lifestyle is just miles apart from
your
lifestyle.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you're on a normal day now. If you are bored, you probably just scroll through Twitter. Maybe if she's bored, she'll fly to
exactly
somewhere. So it's like the way people think is probably different. So how do you think that can work?
Well, that's true. Extremely rich also is probably, I won't say above my league, but then like we don't see things the same way. Probably we won't see things the same way. So but if I'm dating someone like that, I'm going to have to reorientate myself. Like, change.
I think it depends on the other person. You know, there's some people that they are very wealthy, but they don't make it a character of them. Like, they are just normal. They act normal. They don't try to act too bougie or, oh, I have money, I'm better than the rest of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds a little bit like me. I'm saying I'm better than the rest of other people.
Yeah,
but forget about that part. But what I'm trying to say is there are people too as well. They do normal things. So even if they might be extremely wealthy or maybe they are leagues ahead of you, they are still, as long as they don't
put it in your face.
Yeah, as long as they're not being rude or they're just
so. But then I feel like the definition of league is basically based on the other person. That's just how I feel.
I think it also comes from a place of you, where you see yourself. So sometimes it's not even about money. You might see somebody and you just feel like they are better than you. Maybe they look better than you. Or you just have this sense of they are more educated than you. Maybe they sound better than you. That's sometimes people project their insecurities on others.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you might see somebody that maybe dresses well. And you probably, maybe that's not your thing. You might think that person is out of your league just because they always look good. They always look fly. Or maybe on Instagram, you're always looking hot and that kind of stuff. And you feel, oh, this person is out of my league. Meanwhile, on the regular day, you're even doing better than them.
You're doing better than them. So, Shady, well, if you had to say, I know you've said you're on top of the food chain.
I did not say it, I am.
If you had to say someone is out of your league, what would be the thing you would look out for in the person? I'd be like, oh, I don't think I can actually go out with this person because of this reason. And I feel like they're probably out of my league. Is that they're finer than you or some? Do you consider beauty...
Because women are always just better looking than men. Women are better to look at than men. So I don't really use that as a yardstick. Mm-hmm. So I want my woman to be finer than me. Come on. As a woman, why am I finer than you? Because it makes no sense. You have one job. Just one job.
Just to be finer.
So I can't be better than you. So I think the one thing would be, it goes back to like the old reality. Like the old, imagine not the last child. Like, the way I see things is different from the way they see things.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's like the, I feel like mindset might be the only thing that I can say I might be out of, someone might be out of my league. Like, maybe the reason. And so, you know, in life, your thoughts are the function of where you are. You cannot see things if you've not really experienced it.
Yeah,
so maybe
true.
Like I link up with somebody and I realize that, oh, there's more to this life than just what I see.
Exactly.
In that kind of case, then, you know, they're out of my league. But I've not seen yet.
Yeah, I've not seen. Wait. So the other day, that
we've not spoken one. If you speak one on one, I will know whether she's out of my league or not. But for now, she's in my league. We are in the same league.
Okay, that's cool. So Alva. Okay, let's now switch from maybe perspective to age, right? Can you like go out with someone older than you?
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem, to be honest.
Okay, what's the range?
So I think when you're an adult, like we are right now, mm-hmm. it really just doesn't matter. But if you're like 18 or 17 and your business owner is like 29, it means it's a stretch, because once again, the way you think is different. But once you're like 29 and you're someone that is like 35, there's not really much, or maybe 41. Like, I know what you know already. Mm-hmm. Don't play with me.
No, I saw one thread on Twitter, like 40 plus ladies.
Oh, that thread.
And I'm like, this is where I'll be no matter what.
My data will finish here.
I mean, like, I was going through and I was like, oh my God.
God bless you.
I was perplexed. I mean, but then, so naturally, you don't have any issue dating someone older than you.
Wait. I'd not say I don't have an issue. I won't consider them out of my league just because
they are
older than me.
So let me use this example now. For this is a managing director in a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Right, she is 40.
Okay,
she's a managing
life director. Starts at 40. So that's good.
She's a managing director in a bank, you know, controlling like lots of people under her. And then you like run into her at some place, knowing fully well who she is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if you don't know who she is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing fully well who she is, you run into her, and then you all strike up a conversation, and then you start talking, and then you start leading to maybe you can actually have a chance to be going out with her. Mm-hmm. Would you say because of who she is? Or how old she is?
Nah, I wouldn't. Because me too, I'm doing all right. What's my role in this place? Am I Gitman? Let me know my role first before I would know.
No, like, you are who you are right now. Right.
I mean, of course, yeah. She can get it. She can get it. She will get it.
No matter what.
Exactly, I would do it to her. So, that's what you want to hear. I think it's, like I said, it comes from how, if you are confident in yourself.
Mm, well. Yeah, that's true.
Because if you are doing all right, she might be doing better than you a little bit. So, let's say you are making 10k per month and she's making 40k per month. There's nothing she can buy that I cannot buy.
That you can buy, yeah.
She's just taking like 4 extra months. So what's the difference?
That's true.
That's the mentality you need to have, Kings. I'm giving you right now.
Right. So basically, if you don't need to care how old she is or how much she makes, go for it. I mean, that's a good thing, to be honest. Like, I naturally have actually, when I look back on my dating career, which is not so long.
What do you mean by career?
Before you eat me up and say, but when I look back,
when somebody says career, it means there's a lot.
No, that's not a lot.
Okay, just continue. It's just continue.
If you, I can't remember, but like when I look back, I've always seen that I've actually been attracted to older people.
Oh,
and like when I look at people that are
like actually, how old? Like is it massive old or just like a little bit?
Like 5 years older.
That's a gap. I've not really done 5 years older.
I mean, ever since I was like came of age. So it's always been like that, like being attracted to like a bit of older people, and it's been good. So I actually would recommend it for everybody.
So what are like some good sides of dating above maybe? Like if you eventually get it, like what's some good goodies that come from it?
One of the good things that come from dating above your league, in terms of maybe, let me break it down from financial to social and as well as age.
I feel like exposure.
Yeah,
it's one thing. You get
exposure is one thing. Your perspective of life changes, right? You get to talk to people that are quote unquote, I won't say better than you, but then like in better places than you are,
and they can show you things.
Yeah, they can show you things you don't know
in some ways.
Exactly. Then from age, I feel like older people are more experienced.
Right. Some older people
are more experienced and they've been through some things in life that you haven't been through, and they are.
Well, I'm thinking about it. From someone that is older, I don't think she's going to be teaching me about life experience.
No, no, no.
I'm not going to listen to her.
No. You don't have to listen to her, but look at it this way. Let me give you a scenario. You're dating two people.
Okay, I like this scenario.
You're dating two people, one university student and one older person.
Okay.
Probably she's like a senior accountant in wherever she works at.
Okay.
Right. And then person A comes to your house, the Unilag babe.
Is this a Unilag babe slander? I will not take it. I will not be here for it.
So she comes to your house, and then basically you literally feel like the things she discusses with you are not things that you probably will be able to relate to, given the fact that you've been out of college for a long time.
Could it be that you are out of our own league? Is that why?
Yeah, like technically, But to her, she wouldn't feel it because she obviously she's dating up. Girls date up. Like, they don't date down. Yeah. So basically, she comes to your house and she'll be like, oh, this, I'm tired of school. I have so much assignments.
But you've been through school, so you understand.
She's basically, she would be using you as an escape from school.
Okay. Now you two be using her as an escape from work.
But calm down, let me finish. So basically, she's using her as an escape from school. She comes to your house on the weekends. You get try to relax and then take time off from school. So basically, all it's in her head is, enjoyment. I'm just coming here to enjoy and take time off from school, right? Switch to person B, right? Senior accountant, wherever she works at. And then she comes to your house. And instead of her using you as an escape from work, she's basically like coming and trying to like
form also better you.
Yeah, exactly. Form companionship. Ask you about how work is going, what your plans are for the next blah, blah, blah years. I don't know that I have any plans for the next year. But then like, it's always good to have someone to ask.
I get what you're saying.
So that's just what I feel like. It's a little bit more comforting to go out with older people, like, or dating up for guys. Now, for girls, I know it's normal. You people do it all the time.
Do girls really date up?
Yeah, they do now.
I feel like that's another conversation, but girls like people that are up, but do they really date up? Well, I don't know. That's terrifying.
That's one of the good things about, like, dating above your league or dating older people. Like, it comes with some sort of
Just good things that, you know, you just get exposed to. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Is there
you have peace of mind. Yes, they're obviously like.
Are you sure that it comes with peace of mind?
It does, to be honest. Believe me, I've been there and it does.
Okay, I've not been there, so I can't relate, sadly.
I mean, it comes with a lot of peace of mind.
Okay, so you're talking about like, what are some bad things?
So, yeah, there are some consequences as well for dating.
Is there any bad thing that can happen?
Yes, there is. So, especially if the other person isn't really like way too open about it. And I'm speaking for ladies now.
I don't understand what you mean.
So, look at it this way, right? Some people, say for example, let me use a personal experience. I don't like doing this, but I have to in this kind of situation. So, I was going out with someone older, right? Made more than I am. Okay. Like, obviously, I think I was probably like just starting out my life then.
My career.
But then this person was already established. And then, like, I think dating isn't the right word, but then I was probably seeing this person.
There's different terms in this day and age. You don't even know anymore. Which one is dating? Which one is seeing?
Like, you understand what I'm saying, Shay. Don't come here and start.
Okay, go on.
So, like, this person would literally be nice around you, be cool around you, but then when it comes to hanging out with the person's friends, because you're a little bit younger and they don't see you the way. So she doesn't want to make her friends see her the way that, oh.
I think there's this stereotype of, you know, women being with younger men, like it's somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's also part of it.
So, like, sometimes you won't really feel the full benefits of you seeing this person.
You just feel out of place.
Yeah, you feel out of place sometimes. Sometimes they'll be talking with your friends and then you feel like...
I feel like if it's a massive difference. And I think another factor is if you are like earlier, like I said, if you are like 19 and somebody that is 27, it's a massive gap. But if you're like 25 and somebody that is 35, it doesn't really matter. At that point.
Yeah, you have...
So the point is wait until you're a bit old to date out of your league. In the early years, date within
your league. So imagine, let me give you this scenario. Imagine, let me go back to what the last child, yeah? You're dating... Let's look for someone else.
Bill Gates' daughter.
Yeah, you're dating Bill Gates. Oh my god. Did you see that guy? That black guy that was dating Bill Gates' daughter.
He's made it for life.
That dude.
It's not like we're saying that he's a good digger. That's not what we are saying, but you get me.
So imagine you're dating Bill Gates' daughter, yeah?
Amen.
And then. Said amen. Right, and then she invites you for a family function.
Okay.
And then everybody's there talking about the philanthropy work they did in Africa. Mind you, are from Africa to start with. And then everybody's saying, you all go on a yacht, and then they're discussing, oh, I gave $5 million to this project in Africa. And then you're just there, out of place.
I will say my own too now. I will say what I've done.
And then you're just, like, not like you feel bad about yourself, but then sometimes you feel like, I don't really belong here that much. It will take you a while to adjust to that kind of situation where...
It might take you a while, but this is life. Like, you grow and you learn, you know. For example, let's say before I met the Bill Gates' daughter, I was doing things myself. Then now that I'm with her, you know, things will continue to grow and increase. So even if I might not have donated $2 million to Africa, I might have donated maybe $100 to one volunteering, whatever. That's a good start.
Yeah, it is. But then, like, It's just like saying
you just want to. I get what you're saying. But I feel like people sometimes we overproject like our insecurities.
That's true.
Yeah, but I won't feel out of place. I'm just saying, be good that if you're listening, don't worry. Trust me, I'll blend in.
So that's just what I feel. So have you? Obviously, is this something you've done before?
What?
Like dating out of your league or dating other people?
I've dated someone that's older than me. No, you haven't. I don't think I have. If I have, it's probably like maybe months. Like it's not like years, like 5 years, like you. Probably like maybe 2 months or something.
No, that doesn't count.
Exactly. Age me. So I don't think I've not dated someone older than me. Have I?
No, you haven't.
I haven't. I'm better than everybody. I'm older than everybody. It is what it is.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to set you up.
Let's go to my career.
I'm going to set you up with, you know,
somebody older.
Mamas.
I actually want to experience it though.
I mean, it's actually more refreshing, to be honest.
But is it?
But then one of the things that I've actually figured is that even way above you enjoying the relationship with this person, most of these older people too, right? Or people out of your league, when the relationship starts getting serious, they start getting cold feet. Right. You start thinking, oh my god, am I going to settle down with this person? And then that's one of the things that happens.
If you've chosen to date them, like have you not considered that your guys are going to be together? Well, do you think it actually ends with you do somebody above your league? Won't you like you put them on like too much of a, what is it called? Is it scale or what they call it? Like you just over.
You put them on a pedestal.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, kinda. It happens. Like you might just
like you see them like as a god or something.
Yeah. So imagine.
So even if they are treating you like shit.
So she used your celebrity crush again.
I know I named some in some episodes, but I can't remember anymore. But I know right now, I'll take what is this Caesar or Saza, whatever she's called.
Who's that?
You don't know. I don't know.
SZA.
Yeah.
So imagine you're dating her, right?
Or she's dating me. We're dating each other.
Exactly. Imagine you'll be dating each other, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And like somehow, or the only thing that'll be in your mind is I don't want to lose this person.
Exactly.
This person's be better than me. Or,
yeah, that's terrible. Like, that's a terrible place to be in.
Yeah, so probably that's like one of the cons for dating above your league. Like you start feeling, because I've heard stories. Yeah,
you feel like they don't deserve your busy.
You don't deserve them. Yeah, exactly. I've heard stories where someone is dating someone above their league, right? And the person that they are saying above their league is just, you know, a random,
just a street,
a random person. But then they say naturally they think he's above their league, right? And then this guy is probably constantly cheating and constantly doing things, but just be like,
because if you they can't do better than that,
they can't do better than that, right? So they don't want to leave the person. So I think that's like one of the cons. But pros is that you probably would have more exposure, whatever, you'd be connected to more people.
But you can do that too with somebody that is not above your league.
Yeah, that's true. Then they will see any league that you find. Just do
so,
it.
So okay, if I want to get above my league, is there like something I need to do? You know, you have experience in attracting people that have been above your league.
Above my, I didn't like, I'm saying older than me,
but like, yeah,
okay, that's true. Above my league, because I was just starting out my career, and then anyway,
so if somebody wants to aim for people above their league, there's something that they can do. I'm just asking, it's not for me, I'm not asking for
you're
myself,
asking for yourself. You're
I'm asking for a friend. Like, there are okay. people that are out there that want to shoot higher.
Well, I just feel like, the first step in whatever dating above your league, dating older people is like being confident about yourself. Right, don't sell yourself.
Yeah, that's
short.
True. Don't sell yourself short. So, like, the price, regardless.
Yeah, exactly. So, imagine, like you meet somebody, and then from the beginning, you don't want to talk to them, or you're feeling, if I say this thing, what will this person say back to me? Right. And the key, let me tell you, the most important key
I have my
to not
boss.
Selling yourself short is if they don't ask, don't tell them.
Okay.
So, if you don't ask how old I am, I'm not going to tell you. So we can keep talking for 2 years. As long as you don't ask how old I am, I'm not going to tell you.
But people can always size you up. Like they can kind of size you up. Yeah, not necessarily your age, like to just know like your level side of.
Again, that's what I'm saying. If they don't ask, don't tell. It might not just be your age, it might be certain facts about you, right?
True.
That might actually like give up who you are or give up where you are in life at
so
the
moment. So yeah, your advice is to be sneaky.
Not to be sneaky, but before they use you, you go use yourself.
Listeners, you're happy to hear that. Said it.
But that's just what I feel like. And again, like it all comes down to confidence and not selling yourself short. So you see someone telling you about, oh, I just closed the deal of 200 million. And then you're looking at yourself like, should I reply this person? Text to everybody. Like, you know, it happened to me. So again, I don't have a long career, but it just happens to me. So I was talking to this person, some couple years back. And then I was still hustling on the streets of Lagos that time. And me and this person were just talking. Apparently, we met at a place of work. And then this person was saying, oh, I bought some items, right? Cream and soap and the likes. And when this person told me the price,
you were like,
and I was like,
it's my salary.
Should I text this person tomorrow morning to continue? Because I just,
yeah.
Because it felt like, what exactly am I doing with this person? Do you get? So that's just it. So sometimes you just have to overlook those things, that whatever conversations you all have, and then, you know, keep going and keep talking.
Okay.
And occasionally too, if you have to, I'm not saying you are forming or, but if you have to like sell yourself, you get me. Like,
you should hype yourself.
Exactly. If you have to hype yourself, and sometimes if situation comes that you have to do some certain things
that you don't want to
do. So for example, I look at it this way.
Wait. What is it that we have to do to bag the person that's valid?
So come on,
I hope it's not what I'm thinking.
What is it you're thinking? Tell me what you're thinking.
That I have to do some things to them. I cannot openly say it outside. If I'm not part of it.
No, look at it this way. Okay, let me give you a scenario. So you're a guy living in Lagos, and then if you want to go from here to Opelegba, you go to the bus stop and take downfall.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then this person says, oh, let's meet up at this place. And naturally, you know that if you are going to this place, it's downfall you take. But you know this kind of person, this person is, the person is probably like way above your league. But like, I'm just saying, nothing's going to kill you if you take an Uber to the place. Right? Or have a friend with a car drop you off. Do you get me? That I'm just saying. So
can't you let them take you for who you are?
They can take you for, see, point is, people would rather take you for who you are if they see that you are a little bit nicer. Like, they're not going to take you for who you are if who you are is
too much entrenched.
Exactly. So at least just come up a bit. Most times at the point of you just getting to know them, right? Just come and say, if she says, let's go to this place, yeah, me, I don't have money for that place, we'll go to Buka. You don't work like that. You're not going to bag her.
So you trick them into liking you. Timmy, that's your strategy. Here's what Timmy does. I've caught him.
That's
Timmy tricks them into liking him. When they've now liked him, you now expose him to yourself.
I mean, what are you going to do now?
At the beginning, Timmy will be forming rich man. I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right.
You can't leave.
You now finally enter. You now realize I does not have any money. But you cannot go back.
I mean, you can't leave me now. You already like me. So that's just what I feel. That's just probably how it works.
So would you advise people to, if they had to pick one, date down, your range, or date
see,
up?
Just do whatever makes you happy. If
Tim, you have brought this line into this new season.
No. To be honest, like, if you feel like you find someone that you like, that you really committed and interested in, you don't have to, it doesn't matter whether they're above your league or below your league, just go out and get them. That's just what it is.
Okay.
So that's what I feel. So whether the person is above your league, below your league, whatever. Most guys, for security reasons, just probably date people that are below the league. And
what do you mean by for security reasons?
Like, for example, now look at it this way. First of all, light skin privilege. Some guys, I know some guys that probably would be like, this girl is too light skin. Plenty guys will be on top of our matter.
Those guys, they can't handle a bad bitch.
Right? Yeah, they can't, actually.
It is what it is.
But also, like, oh, this girl, she's too fine for me. Plenty guys will be toasting her.
Which is true. Like, it's true to an extent. Because some people, like, once you see them, you know that this person just comes with too much wahala.
That's true.
Like, you can just tell the kind of person that someone would stress me. Make I just do my day with my Cynthia. We no good stress.
Why do you ask his name, Cynthia? Why?
I don't know.
But basically, like, that's just what it is. So some people will be like, you know what? Any guy will be like, for I don't want to be this baby that is always on Instagram posting.
It's true now. Today,
you transcomputing tomorrow, Radisson Blue, next tomorrow. I beg you, make I do my deal, make I go.
That one is common sense. That one is not.
They don't need to tell you that one.
They really
I think girls do it too. Like, I've heard situations where I'll be like, that guy.
This boy,
like,
too many girls be running after him. I don't want to, I cannot compete.
It's like a love problem. So, say, if a girl has too many, like, male friends, same thing for example. This girl is, you see her today, she's in the club with Pokoli. Tomorrow, she's Bonner in the club with Yemoli.
She's calling Davido David.
Exactly. She's in Bonner Boy's VIP place.
Did you carry me along?
Would you feel like, for that reason, she's probably like out of your league? Like, the people she's rolling with are like, not like they're necessarily richer than you, but then you feel like they're probably like...
She probably just knows them. Or maybe she's in the industry. Or she has friends that knows them. So I don't think it's an issue. It depends on like what she's doing with them. Like, are they proper friends? Like, how did they meet? Maybe she's a model. and you know, our work revolves around celebrities. Like it all depends on what's happening, to be honest.
That's true, Sha. Cause sometimes you'll be like, ah, this babe, today I see her for a snap. She did with Pokoli. Tomorrow she did with Davido. I'm like, what am I offering?
Nobody's above your league.
Exactly.
Let me just tell you that nobody's above your league. At the end of the day, they are just a person like you. They have two eyes, they have one mouth, they have two legs. So what was it? It's the same. They went to uni, you went to uni. Even though you are a dropout, I understand. You might be a dropout, but still. Just don't over what you call what people that are pedestalized. What do you call it?
Don't put them on a pedestal.
Don't put them on a pedestal. Just take them for who they are. Forget about their influence, or maybe they are extremely wealthy, or maybe they know Pokoli or whatever. It doesn't matter. They are humans too as well. Just go with the flow. That's all I have to say.
That's all you have to say. That's all I have to say. So, if you have to advise now to say, oh,
who they should date, I mean.
Yes.
Date within your league. Because it's just more relatable. You enjoy more. You know, it just makes more sense, to be honest. For me, Shao. Like, it's why and what am I looking for?
That's true.
You people relate to each other, you see things the same way, you understand each other well, and you grow, you have stories to tell for your children and your grandchildren. Not the one that my wife will be saying a joke now. She's telling me that your daddy was not born then.
Ah, that's true. Imagine, okay.
See me, think about it.
No, so
think about it.
I've thought about it, and it's true. Like, it's actually true. Like, I don't want to start sharing personal stories on this.
You've already done it. Just go all the way.
But like, you know, when someone will be like, in 2000 and this thing, when I was this, and I quickly calculate 2000 and where was I that time? And I'm like, oh my god, I don't think I can relate to this story this person is about to say. But it's just best to just date within your league. Date your age bit.
You enjoy it. There's no exposure you can get from above that you cannot get within.
Yes, you will still get it when you get to that age.
It's just money you're looking for. You're looking for somebody that will spoil you. You this idiot. You this
teacher.
I'm talking to you.
Why are you talking? Why are you facing me in this conversation?
You're the one that has been dating all the old women.
I have been. Doesn't mean I am now.
Don't worry, on your wedding day, they will come. They will come when they say do any say ni, just don't look back. Don't let the pastor to worry on.
I mean, but then that's just what's up. Just date within your league.
Date whoever you want to date. Feel like get above your league. Anything your eyes see, take it like that.
That's what's up.
Should I know?
So we are no longer giving.
I think we can. Today I feel like giving.
You feel like giving? Give us, snack us, pause.
So, since our topic revolves around dating and other stuff, is whoever you choose to date, make sure that they are choosing you too.
I don't understand. Can you expatiate?
Pretty much choose people that choose you. You know that this person that you want to go and choose, this person does not really like you like that. Today, we call you. Tomorrow, hey, I've shook myself in the leg.
Nice. Nice.
But let me go.
Well played.
Let me go. Today, the person will show like they like you. 2 days after, they are showing like they hate you. Don't go for those kind of people. Go for people that choose you every day. That's pretty much it.
Go for people that choose you every day. What I would want to say is, when you're choosing your partners, right?
Why does anyone have to be dating? Why?
Okay. I shouldn't give something.
They have given them dating. Give them something else.
When you're choosing your friends, that's what you want to say.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Right. Whether you're choosing people above your league, whether you're choosing people below your league as friends, because apparently I think it goes even beyond dating.
That's true. We only talked about like relationships.
Yeah, it even goes as far as being friends with people. Just ensure that you have the best of intentions for them, and they also have the best of intentions for you. And the moment you see that something is wrong, do not hesitate to speak out and then take actions when necessary. So, for example, I can't be dating you or be friends with you, and because you're out of my league, you're going to be doing things that hurt me, and I will not talk.
Exactly.
Or you would be Mama Remije, and I will not talk.
I don't know the English. They are giving you small change here. Exactly. And they are exposing you to Bill Gates. Does not mean you can be talking to me anyhow. Yes, I'm not your mate.
Exactly. That's why if they are dating like 40 plus and you want to do pillow fight, they tell you that CCCO, I like you, I enjoy you, but you can't be eating my pillow.
Or she's telling me because you're older than me, I have to put auntie in.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's just what's up. So make sure that regardless of whether you're dating upwards or downwards, there's maximum
maintain
respect.
Your frame.
Exactly. There's respect between the both of you.
And that's it, to be honest. That's it. We've helped you guys today.
So at this point now, that with these few points that I've armed you with, would you go ahead and ask what's her name? What's that lady's name you mentioned that time?
Sisa, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right.
There's this woman that you mentioned now, I'm forgotten. Osas.
Oh yeah, Osas.
So would you slide into her DM now and then?
I'm not really feeling like again. That was last year, Timmy. These things change. I can't be keeping the same set.
Shay, let me tell you one secret. There was one time I received a DM from somebody popular.
And what did you do?
And I was like, I have not replied.
Why?
And I'm like,
why?
What am I going to reply? I think I came to meet you that day now. And I was like, what am I going to reply to this person? And I don't know. I've not replied yet. I don't think I will reply.
Now God be, people will pray to God. Bless me. God will now provide. You will not
argue. I mean, you don't want to make the wrong choice. Now, do you?
You've obviously made the wrong choice.
But yeah, this will be drawing the curtains for today.
So that we're going to bring that one to this new season. You cannot switch it up.
Okay, this is the end of the episode. I don't know, dude. Like, see, it worked for us last season. Why can't we just continue?
You have to change style, Timmy. You cannot be using the same style over and over again. You should know these things.
But if it works, keep using it. I don't understand.
You need to switch it up.
All right, so this is the end of the episode. You know, you do it. Since you are so perfect and you know everything.
Yeah, I'm better than the rest of you.
Yeah, right.
Okay, fine. We've come to the end of today's episode.
You said the same thing last time. You said the last.
I said it differently.
Oh God.
We've come to the end today, but you know, we'll be back again. It's been a really wonderful conversation. You know, I've gained some things. You know, Timmy has also gained some things, and I'm sure.
I don't get anything, because you did not tell me anything. The only thing you told me that was to date within my league.
I didn't tell you to do that. I know you will not do that. You will not listen.
Okay.
But anyways, thank you guys for listening. Let us know if you think it's better to get above your league or even below. Also, don't forget to follow us on our socials on Instagram at In The Middle FM. Or is it In The Middle Podcast?
It's In The Middle FM.
In The Middle FM. Go to our website to have listen to our previous episodes. We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We are on Anchor. We are on Amazon Music. We are on Breaker. We are on what's this other one?
Stitcher.
Oh man, everywhere, man. Just keep streaming, keep listening to us. Let us know if you have anything you want us to talk about, or maybe you want us to improve on some things. We are open to feedback as well. I mean, we are better than you guys, but we are still open to feedback.
We are open to money too.
Timmy, why are you sounding like a union lag babe like this?
And you are the one that said no union lag babe standard will be tolerated.
Oops. But anyways, thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, and enjoy the rest of your
day. Yeah, exactly. Month, whatever. I don't care.